This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Your calls are coming up in the next segment. Dennis and Dan and Matt Giamicini. I'm going to get to all of it. We have another guest coming on. But we're talking to Allie. We're not going to say her last name. One of our crew members. One of our camera people. Because obviously it's dangerous down there at the border. I'll tell you, what's really dangerous is trying to engage in the First Amendment. Allie, what was this like? I mean, we go down to the border pretty much every week with some of our crew. I guess your first time down there. And then all this important news you were gathering, and you were operating as an interpreter with a lot of the folks, and the Border Patrol's meeting with you, giving you info, and then here comes Obama's Fish and Wildlife people to grab you and kidnap you guys. What was this like?
Well, Alex, it was very new to me, for sure. I usually come down to McAllen and do some shopping with my family or something. Super simple. I've never been in the front line, so this was a great experience for me, personally, being Mexican and looking at everything that's happening in the border. So when we first got here to McAllen and we first talked to those people who were crossing the border, the Honduran people, and they told us that they just crossed and they seemed scared and something really bad happened and stuff. So when I was talking to them in Spanish, they didn't seem like worried that we were there or anything. So that really surprised me first, because when they talk about crossing the border, it's always like super dangerous and stuff like that. But I can imagine what they went through before, but coming into them and then just walking in and being picked up by the Border Patrol, it just seemed like they had it easy. And me, I work hard to get to where I am. I'm legally here and everything. And I don't know, it's just very surprising. And then the next day, obviously, we want to get more information and take more B-roll and talk to more people. And we get surprised by this attack that Jovic was talking about. And I feel safe when I'm around with Michael Zimmerman and Jovic. They know what they're doing. They've been out on the field. They love what they do. And I felt 100% safe with them. So I had no worries that when these people came in and started telling us to put our hands up in the air, I was not afraid. I kept calm, relaxed, because the worst thing you can do is obviously confront them. And they
Sure, you're not in the wrong. They're the ones that are going to get in trouble now. And it's a great point. You are a college student in RTF. You're from Mexico. We just hire folks that are smart and hard working. We love you. Been here a while, a couple of years. And you're a great asset to InfoWars. They make it so hard for you, because we've got to jump through some hoops to have people legally that are good, hardworking, smart people here. But then if you just want to wander in from China or Honduras or Islamabad or wherever, you just come on in and we load you on a bus and you're into the country. They want to it's just crazy. Why do you think they're doing that?
Do you mean the people who are coming?
Obama, the globalist. What is the point of making it hard to come here legal, but then just open it up for people that are illegal? It's crazy.
I feel like when you're smart or when you do the things, when you do it right and you go through the protocols to have a visa and stay here in the country, you are under watch. And when people come in illegally, I feel like they overflow people and they don't know what to do with them. And Mexicans or Hondurans or illegal aliens come in and they know that they have it good. They don't have to worry about being looked at for 5 years, or they don't have their names on a list being watched. And that's what I feel like is going on right now. It's like eyes are on me.
That's right, because you're here legally and our crew are citizens here legally. You're being treated like crap because you comply.
Exactly, and it's not fair, because I'm going to get repercussions like being deported and not being allowed back in the States for 10 years if I do something wrong, yet these people are getting treatment like...
Well, Allie, if they throw you out of the country now, I said I'll just hire you and come in illegally. I'm actually kind of getting to that point. I may go to Mexico, come back in illegally so I can be left alone. I'm serious. I'm getting sick of being a citizen at some certain point.
I already asked a couple of people if they remember me to get me the green card.
So. Well, I mean, if being a citizen means you have no rights. I mean, hell, I'm going to... Problem is Mexico won't let me come down there and be a citizen, I guess. All right, Allie. Well, great job. Be safe. I want to get you back up here and out of the line of fire, but you're an awesome member of the crew. and just does so much great work behind the scenes every day. It's great to have her down there. We're going to come back. Get Zimmerman to pop in, then your phone calls. Straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network. It's real media, folks. We're really doing it.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Now, I'm kind of obsessed with the open border and the persecution of the press and the government being above the law and picking and choosing what it wants to do, but that's thematic of everything we're facing with Hillary and all the rest of it. Joel Gilbert's coming on. We're going to look at all these Islamic connections and him going to mosque and being in Islamic schools. It's finally breaking in the news today, dealing with Obama and the Islamification of the West. But there's a new story by Kit Daniels up on InfoWars.com. Hillary faces perjury, criminal probe. Hillary faces criminal perjury probe for lying about emails to Congress. And that's a big deal. We'll be talking some about that. I want to go to some of your phone calls from folks that have been holding about our reporters getting arrested, charged with trespassing for just being by the border, showing illegals coming across. The feds have some random sign somewhere saying federal land. So just, you know, citizens can't be there, only illegals. And then we looked into the area. It's all just made up. It's all just ridiculous. But it's all part of this imperious system that we're dealing with, but separate from all this, in the economy and so many other areas, the whole world is just shaking right now. Putin saying they're on the edge of war with the West and warning the press to wake up. I mean, it's just getting crazier and crazier. Michael Zimmerman, I'm going to let you get out of here. We're going to take some phone calls here. You can ride shotgun with us. But overall, what was this experience like for you, recapping things with all these bizarre Keystone cops coming and, you know, arresting you because you were, I mean, I know you, some of this is on video. You're like, we're the press. Leave us alone. I mean, and they just seem to think that means you're the worst people on earth.
Right. So I was here last week with Jakarta Jackson and Adan Salazar, and we ran into similar issues then, and we're basically chased off by these game wardens that came up in boats. And we've got footage of that. So they came up in boats and, you know, walked up on the land to where we were, and they're asking, you know, what are you doing here? And we said, well, we're journalists. And, you know, Border Patrol suggested this is an area for us to come to our story and to cover. So these guys detained us last week for about only 10, 15 minutes until they could confirm that we were allowed to be in this area. And they said, oh, this is a refuge and, you know, you can't be here. But like you were saying, you look at Google Maps, you look at, you know, any of these other
maps. No, they just cook it up. They got to have fences and signs.
Well, yeah. The one website, after about 20, 30 minutes of looking online, if you go deep into the U.S. Fish and Wildlife website and, you know, turn on the right little filter on the map, you can see that they've defined this area as a wildlife refuge, but there's no signs there. There's nothing.
And Obama has defined that he can just open the borders up because he's God.
Right. Well, the people illegally crossing the border aren't fined $230 a piece for trespassing. They're given bus vouchers. So it definitely seems unfair for press to be fined for being there. So they ran all of our IDs and my name came up because they ran our IDs last week, and they said, Mr. Zimmerman, you were here a week ago. You were told that this is an area you can't go to. And that's why we spoke to state police yesterday to confirm.
And they said you could be there.
Place. Absolutely, yeah. We've got that on tape. That'll be in our report. That they said, this is public land. You can be here. So you've got too many cooks here. You have four different government agencies, two state, two federal.
Yeah, but it's always fish and wildlife. That's the real hint. You know they've been given orders. Keep the press out. That's a conduit where the illegals are told to go. They're covering for it. And we need to show
them. They do not want people to see what's going on there. They don't want journalists to be able to get in there. You know, if this actually was
I know women can be trained and are great with firearms and all the rest of it, but I don't know why there's the archetype or the cliche or the stereotype of the weird Janet Reno style woman that doesn't know how to use a gun. I mean, those women look like absolute morons.
Yeah, this is a simple retention holster like police themselves carry. You know, it has a little button on the side that you press in order to draw the firearm so someone can't walk up behind you and, you know, jerk the gun out of your belt, which is basically what she tried to end up doing. She got two hands on it and she's pulling on the gun. I was like, you need to press the button there to be able to do that. So, yeah, these people just have no clue.
They are morons. It'll follow the rules. Well, the Border Patrol overall are doing a great job and have been giving us great tips.
So absolutely.
I know that you got messed with by some of them and by some state police. That got all mixed together with this, but this was the Fish and Wildlife idiots, so I apologize.
Yeah, it's feds.
So I freaked out the first hour, but now it's directed at these people. So, I tell you, time is on our side, Zimmerman. I don't see how they're going to get away with all this. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, they can't. People are waking up to this, you know, top red link on Drudge right now. This story is getting out there.
And them acting like this is only going to make it worse. So let me give them a little newsflash. You're in violation of the First Amendment. I don't care if you and Obama claim you own everything and you're God. You can bring the illegals in and give them everything free. You are not God, and you're going to learn that. You're under the law as well.
Yesterday, they suppressed our First and Second Amendment rights, freedom of the press, and, you know, they took our firearms and demanded money in order to give it back. And he made it sound like, oh, I'm doing you a favor. I'll make it convenient for you. We can drive up the road to where you get cell signal again. You can pay your $690 in fines, and I'll give you your guns back right now. Otherwise, they're going to be going to a federal armory and getting locked up there until you pay your fine. Then you can go claim it. So it was in order to get us to not fight this in court and drag this out months and have our firearms.
Sure, they wanted to make it like you agree that you were trespassing. You can't
absolutely
do that. You got to appeal it. You didn't understand it. We got to sue them. And by the way, we sued with Dew and one I think that was in Cleveland last time. So whatever. I mean, I don't want to have to do it, but we've got to stand up for you guys. So let's do the research. Let's get the lawyers and let's file the lawsuits with these goons. That's what they want. It's what they get. We're not looking for trouble, but they're looking for it. They came to the right place. Michael, let's take some calls. Dennis in Texas, you held over real quick. You were getting into what it was like working for decades under Sharia law in the Middle East and what we see here with the Islamification.
Well, I've got a quick headline for you. Feds use color of law to muzzle press.
Yeah, feds arrest press. I mean, it's the headline Drudge has. You know, feds arrest press to stop them reporting on open border.
Yep, they're using the color of law against you. And this is the Fourth Estate. This is what is supposed to ensure that we have a responsive government, a government that is for the people, that actually enhances our freedoms, a government that cannot work in the shadows. These people want to work in the shadows. You guys have done a great job highlighting what's going on down in the border, but you actually need help. And in this, you're doing the tactical things, but there needs to be a strategic thing done. Unfortunately, most people in the United States do not understand that Muslims are not – there are only two types of Muslims. There are radical Muslims and there are more radical Muslims. Okay, there are no moderate Muslims. What we should do is get a conference of churches and Muslim leaders together and hold a big prayer meeting to pray for peace and pray against terrorism. You will find that the Muslims will not pray with a Christian. It isn't going to happen.
Okay. Well, I know this. The Muslims that aren't radical are the heretics. They're the ones that are off the reservation. And the more radical ones bully all the others into submission. And I just find it very offensive to have Muslim teaching in the public schools to accept Islam. That's in the news today. Muslim camps at the schools. And they have a woman come in with earrings and her face out telling us how great Islam is to sell it to the dumb leftists. I mean, it is total Trojan horse BS. And I'm sick of it. Thank you, Dennis, for your points. Let's go ahead. And I'll tell you, someone, we'll go back to calls, our reporter on the border, they don't want you catching the Islamics coming across because we've got their reports. I'm not talking about the Border Patrol. I'm talking about Obama. They don't want you down there because they know you're going to end up catching some Islamics, and then it's really going to be a huge story.
Right. Well, and this whole thing about moderate Islam is a myth. You know, they say only 5% of Muslims are radical. But if you look at, you know, the surveys and, you know, research out there, they ask questions to these people like, you know, do you think gays should be thrown off buildings or do you think Sharia law?
25% say they should kill everybody. I mean, this is crazy.
It's huge. It's like 60-70%, 25% when we went to Paris, you know, 25% of Muslims in Paris support.
And whole areas, they would run you out. They just wouldn't give you service.
Absolutely.
Just get out of here.
Yeah, there aren't moderates.
Well, incredible, Zimmerman. Let's go ahead and take some more calls here. Let's talk to Cindy and PA, then Matt and Dan and Jim. We're going to skip this network break. I can't help it. I just have to do it. Free speech is under attack. We have to sacrifice here. Cindy, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. This really is turning into helter skelter here. People may not understand Muslims, so I think more attention needs to be drawn on the contagious disease factor. If Trump would talk more about the contagious diseases they're spreading to all of us and how in danger we are.
And by the way, this is a big deal. All these weird diseases that are in the third world are suddenly here. TB's exploding. It's killing people. Much of it's drug resistant. And they're just like, it doesn't matter. Ah, yay. You know, oh, take your vaccines, be safe. But then there's nothing for TB. That's a great point. What do you think's behind that?
The cost, they are killing us. I think they want us to die. But, you know, it might be a thought for you to put out some surgical masks with InfoWars written on it. We could wear them.
Oh, yeah, tell your kids to wear it as a statement. I appreciate your call. Look. All I know is they haven't taken one refugee in Saudi Arabia. And Saudi Arabia is the one starting the civil war and destabilizing everything. And I don't think they want us all just to die immediately. But the globalists do want societal collapse because they organize it and then they get funding out of it by being the managers. Why do you think they're doing this, Michael Zimmerman?
Well, it's the slow kill and push for the depopulation. They don't care if people with TB and scabies are coming into the U.S. They don't care if people here get sick. You know, Chris Cabrera, the Border Patrol Union vice president down here that we spoke to last week, was telling us that the quarantine areas in these refugee centers, or I forget exactly what they call it down here, the quarantine area is just a little piece of yellow tape. So the people who are sick go over here, the well people go over here. There's no isolation or separation. So people could be going to these places before they get sent on buses across the country and they're all getting TB and scabies.
Well, there are a lot of people getting now in public schools directly from the migrants, not the illegals, and it's time for lawsuits to draw attention to this. You know, what stopped the secret blood draws going into a UN database was a nurse blew the whistle to myself like in 1997. People heard about it, looked into it, found it was true. Lawsuits were filed in Texas, then Minnesota, and now they have to disclose, okay, it's a DNA database. This stuff must be exposed. Michael Zimmerman, thank you so much. We really appreciate you. And I guess you guys are coming back today. You might want to go file a report just from the edge of where they claim that there's no free speech. And then, of course, they'll just move it further, the goalpost. Truly, truly a nightmare scenario for the First Amendment. But whatever you do, just file those reports and get back to Austin safe.
Will do. Thank you, Alex.
That's a great crew. I sent Jakari and them down there a few weeks ago. I didn't even send the crew down there this time. They said there's a lot of news down there. We want to go cover it. And there they are. Wow. We're about to get our next guest, Joel Gilbert, on here in a moment to get into Obama's real past. It's now hitting mainstream news. Before we do that, let's talk to Matt in Michigan. Matt, thanks for calling in. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. What's going on? Hey, I'm from Nebraska originally. A couple of things. I thought you were kind of throwing BS out there. A lot of stuff that happened that you reported on, like the social people and all that.
I'm having trouble understanding you. Are you on a speakerphone?
I'm on a headset.
All right, just try to get a little bit closer to the mic, because I'm really having trouble.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's night and day, yeah.
Okay. I thought you were a bunch of BS before, but I had trouble with census people and all that. They did exactly what you guys reported. And since your guest left, I'm kind of glad that he got his guns back and all that, because down there in Mexico with the Fast and Furious, they could have set him up on the gun crime and all that, and then have more gun control politics going to play.
Well, listen, I wish that I was exaggerating. I mean, I can't believe how crazy stuff is. I can't believe they brought 5 million jihadis into Europe, and it's got to be a million or something here. They're covering it up. I mean, I don't want to believe this. I appreciate your call, Matt. It's bizarro. Let's go ahead and talk to Jim in North Carolina. You're on the air worldwide. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, this has been exciting news week, ain't it? A lot going on.
Never boring. Obama is organizing top megabanks to finance and bring in unlimited Muslim immigrants, giving them work visas. I mean, you can't make that up.
I originally didn't call in to talk about the banks in Mexico, but since you asked it and nobody answered it, I think I'll go ahead and tell you. Obama gets to print money off these illegals coming in. And as far as the money...
No, that's true. They get to throw them into the Social Security system and leverage them with the IMF and World Bank. Each one of us is a commodity. So yes, they're using these poor people as well. They're playing us off against each other.
As long as he gets more. The proof we have of that is Tony Blair coming out and admitting the whole weapons of mass destruction was his mess-up fiasco. And as soon as he did that, the pound hit a historic low. But yet their markets pretty much stayed the same. So there's the proof in that. But what I really called in about was this emergency hearing they had with James Comey. And he basically come out and said that federal officials are not held to the same standards, meaning the letter of the law. In order for them people to be convicted, there has to be irrefutable proof. And that they
No, that's right. He's setting a new precedent for a new imperial royalty. That is the federal government, but the little people, you've got to follow these laws, but nobody else does. Great point, Jim. I'll get to more of your calls, Barbara, Terry, Chris, HB, and others coming up. The toll-free number to join us on this Thursday edition is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be covering the RNC. I'll be there. We're going to have reporters as well at the DNC. We're going to have reporters on the border. I'm going to go back down to the border here after I get back from the RNC. But it's more important than ever to understand that InfoWars.com is breaking through the electronic Berlin Wall of globalist disinformation. We're forcing stories into the open consciousness of the public. Thanks to GrudgeReport.com. But also thanks to our over 170 AM and FM affiliates, TV affiliates, cable affiliates, you the listeners, number one, spreading the articles, the videos to Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. You're the reason we're having a giant effect. And I want to thank you all for what you've been doing and ask you to intensify it, because we're all in this together. This is a historic battle. The globalists are out in the open. People are ready to wake up. This is the best of times, worst of times. I also want to thank you for your financial support. When you buy a Hillary for President shirt, that helps fund this operation, our reporters, writers, team, nightly news, you name it. But right now, all the proceeds are going to pay for aircraft at the DNC and RNC with giant banners saying Hillary for president. We're just going to keep hammering the point that she's a criminal. Also, we have the Independence Day mega sale ending next Monday. Some things are going to have to end before then, like Survival Shield, Nation 9, X-Tube, and some of the other nutraceuticals. Some of those are going to sell out beforehand. But the super high-quality, storable food, 20 to 40% off, one of the biggest sales ever, will extend through Monday. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But X2 is selling out, so take advantage of that. But whatever you do, visit InfoWarsStore.com, because we've got independence specials from July 4th right through next Monday that deal with non-GMO heirloom seeds, open-pollinated, super high-quality water filtration systems. They're massively discounted. So many great things. Shortwave, crank power, radios, you name it. Solar-powered radios, solar-powered systems. They're all discounted so much I can't get into it all. And your purchase is getting high-quality products at very low prices. Make everything we do here possible. InfoWarsStore.com. Okay. I got up this morning, and I went, as I do every morning, to InfoWars.com for about 10 minutes. Then I went over to DrudgeReport.com for about 30 minutes. Then I went back to InfoWars.com for about 20 minutes. I kind of go back and forth. And then I got into my emails reading some stuff, and I went back to Drudge, and I saw, boom, this big image of Obama in his Islamic garb. Now, when we first saw that in 2003, the media said it was fake. They had truth squads that said, we'll arrest you in places like Missouri if you say that he isn't a Christian. I can play those newscasts. I'm not kidding. Maybe we should pull those up. Well, it turns out he went to madrasa schools. He was a Muslim. He speaks better Arabic than top imams. Joel Gilbert has made the definitive film, Dreams of My Real Father, on this subject. He's really investigated Obama like nobody else. So there are major Islamic connections to kind of his fake family in Kenya and the rest of it. But I wanted to ask him what he really thinks Obama's end game is. But then separately, we're going to break in a moment. I kind of want him to just give us a preview. Does he think it's really good news, though, that finally Bill O'Reilly's talking about this and giving us old news and making it new? I mean, is that a positive thing? What does he think that bodes? So is he really just a globalist socialist allied with Islam, or is he double dipping? Is he really a Islamicist? Joel Gilbert, documentary filmmaker, researcher, from your deep research on Obama and all these new photos emerging, who is he really?
Hi, Alex. Barack Obama, at his core, is a radical communist. You have to understand the connection between Islamists and Marxists. They both view Western free market systems, free speech, and open government as an obstacle to taking power. Therefore, Islamists and Marxists are natural allies, and they see Western society as the number one target on the path to salvation. Salvation for Marxists is utopia, paradise on earth, like in my new film. Salvation for Islamists is in the next world. But together, they view Western society as their number one target. And you can see Obama again and again, always very comfortable around Islam. Any anti-American ideology, anti-American extremists, Reverend Wright, Bill Ayers, you can see him wearing the Islamic garb. He is extremely comfortable and happy in any anti-American setting or with any anti-American like Raul Castro, Chavez, anyone who hates America. He's very comfortable because this is his background. His real father, Frank Marshall Davis, was a Soviet agent and a Communist Party USA propagandist. And this is the man who raised him and became his ideological father, as I've chronicled in my film, Dreams for My Real Father. This is who Obama is. He's part of this world of little-known world of anti-American radical Marxists, and the Islamists are their natural allies. Obama is uncomfortable when you see him placing the American flag on the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at any ceremony that has to do with memorializing the founding fathers is always uncomfortable. So this is the big lie that Obama hoisted on us and the Democrats.
All right, I want to ask you, where you think he's going in his last months in office through next January? Where you think the election's going with Hillary and a lot more, Joel Gilbert?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
This is actually from Obama.
Hey, Hillary Clinton will say anything to get elected. Now she's making false attacks on Barack Obama. The Washington Post says Clinton isn't telling the truth. She championed NAFTA, even though it has cost South Carolina thousands of jobs. And worst of all, it was Hillary Clinton who voted for George Bush's war in Iraq.
That's an Obama ad.
Hillary Clinton. She'll say anything and change nothing. It's time to turn the page. Paid for by Obama for America.
I'm Barack Obama, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
I have won my last campaign.
This is him now this week.
And I couldn't be prouder of the things we've done together, but I'm ready to pass the baton. And I know that Hillary Clinton is going to take it.
And, of course, Trump has been exposing
his hypocrisy. And I know she can run that race. The race to create good jobs and better schools and safer streets and a safer world. And that's why I'm fired up. And that's why I'm ready to go. And that's why I'm with her. And that's why I need you to work just as hard to make sure that Hillary Rodham Clinton is the next president of the United States of America. God bless you, North Carolina.
I want to keep her in there to cover for all his crimes he's committed and continue the agenda. And now we've got Donald Trump as the nominee, whether you love him or hate him. I think the guy has got a lot of courage and is a great patriot. I know he's a listener of the show. I know he's getting more hardcore all the time. They're trying this anti-Semitism BS when our government under Hillary and Obama has been funding Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Talk about anti-Semitic. And then now they can show Disney, ads and stuff with the same little star, meaning a discount. And they're saying, oh, it's anti-Semitic because he bashed Hillary with it. And I like Trump coming out, we're going to play this later, saying we shouldn't have retracted that. My crew shouldn't have done that. I just love how they use calls of racism all day when these are the people pushing racial division and all of this control. So Joel Gilbert, documentary filmmaker, very intelligent political activist, a guy that dug up incredible dirt on Obama, I want to talk with you about this election, where you see it going, how it ties in with Hillary. Because you're a guy that has, some gravitas. I really actually want to know your opinion about, I know the audience does too, just wargaming this myself every day. What does your gut tell you? Where do you think Hillary will take us? What is Obama going to do in his last months? The arrogance where the Supreme Court says, yeah, it's illegal for you to violate the law and let illegals in. He just says, I'm going to increase it even bigger. And then the FBI coming out not going after Hillary, admitting all the horrible things she's done, but then saying we can't go after her. What do you really think is happening? How do we decipher and decode all this, Joel Gilbert?
Okay, Alex. Well, first of all, I don't think people, except for maybe you and your listeners, understand the seriousness of the times we're living in. We're literally, I believe, in the last days of the Republic.
Yes.
Before liberal fascism takes a permanent hold if Hillary wins. We're one justice away on the Supreme Court. She'll probably have three or four that will negate several of our freedoms and amendments. The FEC, you remember that the FEC tried to go after me, investigate me, fine me possibly a jail sentence for making a movie about Obama's past, and it was tied 3-3. It should have been 6-0, but it was 3-3. So they just need one more liberal.
Official FEC Democratic commission. Party platform in Philadelphia will be to arrest climate change deniers.
Correct. So the liberal fascism that might be in our future is extremely serious. We have Barack Obama. He's going to act as an agitator. He is a professional agitator. He trained as an agitator in Chicago with the Midwest Academy, with the radical Marxists. He was a trainer for ACORN. And he never was really interested in politics as much as he was in using politics in the office of the presidency to agitate, meaning to divide the country, to spread disinformation. The top 1% of the people are preventing you from being successful.
Oh, they're licking their lips or making their big move.
All these Marxist lies. So you saw Obama in the speech with Hillary. He also talked about that unemployment is only 4%. We have tremendous job growth. We're now safer because of his policy.
So we have record crime rate, global destabilization, never before seen. All top analysts admit we're really in a depression. But just like the Soviet Union in 1989 was still claiming it was doing great.
Correct. Everything is a lie. It's Soviet-era disinformation, disinformatia. And this is what Obama will be doing over the next several months with the Democrats and the media to simply echo these lies. And if you look at Venezuela as a new modern example of how the lies of the economy doing great and security and safety all come crashing down all of a sudden, people realize there's no jobs, there's no food, there's no health care, and the entire society is being torn apart. So this idea of this, utopian ideal has been proven to be a disaster again and again.
But it gives them total power and control, so they like it.
Correct.
Don't they know it's a fraud, though? They've got to be intellectual enough. I know a lot of the top globalists are billionaires that are using this to consolidate power, and then they're exempt from it offshore, and then it destroys their competition, getting rid of a free market. As John D. Rockefeller said, competition is a sin. But used to, I disagreed with you to a certain extent, and Dr. Corsi and others, that it was real communist ideology. I thought they were just using it. But now that I've dug deeper and gotten to know people that know them and actually been around some of it, they don't get the oxymoron that they're on a jumbo jet with a red carpet and he's worth $100 million or whatever. Hillary's worth $200 million or $300 million. And that then they're criticizing free market that gave us all these choices and all this freedom and this huge. So they really are communists. It's bizarre.
Look, their goal is to eliminate the middle class and create one big lower class And then these bureaucrats become the upper class, the bourgeois. They take control of all the assets of the state.
So are they consciously blood-drinking parasites, or do they really believe their own BS?
I think they're consciously drug-sniffing parasites. There's no question that they know this entire thing is bunk, but they're people that are being used by others. It's a very sad story. Obama's real father, Frank Marshall Davis, was one of the original black Bolsheviks in Chicago. White communists used him and convinced him that if he would join their party, gets all these perks, and try to convince other black people to join the socialist movement. Fast forward.
And by the way, for new listeners, yeah. My mom heard you like five years ago or whatever when your film first came out. She's like, this is crazy. She saw it, totally convinced. It's total open and shut. We sell the film, Drew's My Real Father. You have it at your website. If you haven't seen it, folks, you're insane if you haven't. It is so mind-blowing. That's why they always said in Harvard Review that he did for years, you know, I was born in Kenya, I'm Kenyan. It's why she said in speeches, I'm from Kenya. It's why they would put out, you know, a birth certificate in six layers that's fake on purpose that a 10-year-old could figure out to bait us to think it was. That's why he doesn't look like his supposed relatives. It's all a cutout, and it is Frank Marshall Davis, who he had mentioned in his book, was his grandfather's best friend, who he lived with in Summers, who's probably the most famous black communist ever, and then he's pornos with his mother. It's all documented. It's some of the greatest journalism I've ever seen. I don't mean to digress, but the snapshot a few minutes for new people, because we have new audiences all the time, that don't know who Obama's real dad is, because it's open and shut. I mean, this is his daddy. This is his daddy.
Yeah, Obama's real dad was a black Bolshevik in Chicago. He was ordered to Hawaii by the Kremlin to act as a Soviet agent in 1948, after being a member of the Communist Party for 14 years, to help organize the Hawaiian dock workers to strike and take over the Hawaiian government. This is before the state, to expel U.S. naval forces from Hawaii because the Russians felt the U.S. naval forces were an obstacle to Soviet expansion in Asia. Frank Marshall Davis went to Hawaii, organized the strikes for 6 months. It ultimately failed, and Davis stayed in Hawaii, tried to recruit the NAACP there to join the Communist Party, and was investigated by the FBI, a 600-page FBI file, and was on the Security Index A, meaning he'd be arrested immediately if there was a conflict with the Soviet Union. He became a writer and propagandist for the Communist Party newspapers for many years. So this is the guy that I think I have a mountain of evidence was the real biological father, who more importantly became Obama's ideological mentor and radicalized him into this anti-white, anti-American ideology.
But regardless, it's who his dad sent him to stay Summers with.
Oh, not Summers. He would spend 3 hours a day. And by the way, within a couple days, I'm going to be dropping a new article with Jerry Corsi with WND. I became very close to one of Obama's high school friends who is prominently featured in Dreams from My Father. We're going to have a whole new group of revelations about Frank Marshall Davis and the paternity coming up within a day or two. And I'll be happy to come back on.
Wow, please do.
So that's going to come out. But
I just thought of you because all the photos and stuff that you and others helped get on the Islamic end of him all dressed up. Remember them 9 years ago saying those were fake? Now they just admit they're real.
Right. Unfortunately, O'Reilly and his gang and mainstream media, even the conservatives, have really let us down, except for you, Alex, because we had all this information years ago, and they're suddenly realizing, well, maybe this guy is a radical communist with Islamic sympathies. Something we've been saying for years. Anyway, Frank Marshall Davis, the radical anti-American, anti-white extremist, died in 1985. Lo and behold, Barack Obama latches on to Reverend Wright, who's kind of the same person. He calls him an uncle, but that was his new father figure. And Obama is comfortable with anti-American extremists and uncomfortable with anything American. And this was the big lie. He ran as a mainstream candidate pretending to love America when really he threw his voters under the bus and pursued a radical.
Sure, well, I'm anti-America until I study every other country, and it's the best. I mean, it's real easy to be an anti-American if you're some snot-nosed college student, never done anything in your life.
Right. Well, this is the very sad episode that America was duped into by the media and by Obama, and we're suffering the consequences. I think Obama's going to try in the last months of his presidency to continue the radical transformation by flooding us with illegals, by not even caring that these illegals had not been screened for security or medical background.
Or diseases. Well, Joel, that's what gets me. That's why I've gone from thinking total open martial law, persecution was a possibility, to a probability, to a near certainty, is I've never seen in history such brazen corruption, such foaming at the mouth evil, such sabotaging the economy. Just, they run it. They've taken us over. That's not enough. They really want to mount our head on the wall. They really want to blow the engine of free market, even though they've captured it. It is the most, it'd be like if you took over a mansion, you go, well, I don't like who lived here before. I'm going to burn it down. It's yours. I don't understand why they're against prosperity. I don't understand it. Like George Soros, a Nazi collaborator, 60-something years, running around trying to blow up free countries still, financing groups that openly are trying to train to kill police for no reason. It's like, if you're 89 years old, why do you want to finance groups to kill cops? I don't understand these people.
These people have a destructive passion. It's no different from the Islamist jihadists who have a passion to destroy. The radical leftists and Marxists have a destructive passion. They cannot take it, and it makes them miserable when they see people using free speech, Second Amendment
rights.
They
can't take our real liberal freedom, that everybody can do whatever they want, the money, all the choices. That they hate it, exactly. They can't compete with freedom.
Right. Their ideology is that only a government control of everything and everyone is the utopian ideal, the utopian society. So when you prove to them that people can be free and productive and go to church and have a job and be happy without their Marxist nonsense, it infuriates them and they have to destroy it. That's why they have so much in common with the Islamists who want to destroy the free market.
I agree. Another place where I was wrong, and I've been wrong on a lot of big stuff in history, but I hear from you and others 10 years ago that it's an Islamic takeover plan. They're going to flood Europe. It's Sharia law, the caliphate. And I knew they were thinking that, but I thought, good luck. They'll let a few of you attack and then use that as an excuse to take our rights, but, you know, kill you. No, it really seems like they're actually putting them in charge everywhere, making us conform, and really trying to override us with Islam. That is freakazoid. I mean,
they use poor people to put them at the forefront to demand that we change the welfare system and give free health care. They use Muslims. They use El Salvadorans and Mexicans. They'll put anybody up front to use them as a battering ram to knock down traditional free market society. And I made the analogy earlier about Frank Marshall Davis. He was used by white communists in Chicago to become part of the communist movement. Fast forward 1985. Bill Ayers and his Marxist terrorist gang were using his father, Thomas Ayers.
That's right, because historically you couldn't get any black people to join a communist movement. But they were the most anti-communist group of anybody.
The Marxists in Chicago were dying to get the black church groups involved in their causes because they were so well organized. They didn't want any part of it because communism was atheist. They brought in a front man with a black face, Barack Obama, out of New York, to come into Chicago to join the Developing Communities Project to get in and infiltrate the black churches. And you can see that Obama has done nothing for black people in all of his presidency.
And since they went from being Christians, black Americans, folks, had lower crime rates on average and lower illegitimacy rates than whites. Okay.
Right.
And now, look, as soon as their ideology became leftist garbage, culture annihilated. Same for everybody else. I mean, it's just pure proof. As soon as they had the communists run them, over.
Right. So it's the ideology is to use people, to use black people, to use poor people, to stir their discontent, rub salt in their wounds, and I'm quoting, and then use their discontent to take power. They don't say, we want to take power to help people. They want to use them to take power, and then they discard them. In my film, There's No Place Like Utopia, I go to Southside Chicago, Detroit. We talked to all these African-Americans who've been screwed by these 50, 60 years of leftist control of these cities. They have drug cultures, high crime rates, single mothers, poor education, flooded by immigrants. And they're like, when you talk to them, they're like people that came out of Russia in the 1950s.
All of it's engineered. They are so ready for freedom. Well, that's what I was told by a big Hollywood producer last week. He said, you know, like the black producers and people are the most awake folks in Hollywood now for free market and freedom. But they go, the Hollywood won't let that out. And this is a big white producer who's produced, like, I mean, major TV shows and movies. And he was saying he's now working with a lot of these libertarian black folks. He was mentioning major names, but he was saying the media will never let them get that information out.
Correct. And let me circle back on the photos in Obama's opinion for Islam. Because in my research, I have developed a case that Obama was not at Columbia University for 2 years as he claimed. He claimed to be their junior and senior years. I've got the proof that he was in Pakistan for his junior year abroad. He was an international studies major, and they all went on junior year abroad. His mother was in Pakistan at the time, and I believe Obama lived as an adult in a Muslim country, and that's where he got his affinity for all things Islam. And then he then went to Columbia on a Ford Foundation scholarship, by the way, which would have been illegal because his mother worked for the Ford Foundation, and that was nepotism. And that's why Obama kept such a low profile at Columbia. Nobody saw him, met him. He didn't join any organizations because of the Ford Foundation connection, which
Is he really a communist? Is he a radical Muslim? Or is it all a CIA cutout? Because, you know, we know his whole family's CIA.
I believe Obama is a radical communist. He was raised and radicalized by radical communists. And this was in later in life, he discovered the connection and support that the Islamists would give for that cause. It's not uncommon in Europe and other countries like the Labour Party in England.
No. Islam's always been for 80 years with the communists. They also ally with the fascists as well. Anything totalitarian. We'll be back with Joel Gilbert. This guy knows his stuff, folks. We'll be back. Stay with us. Your calls as well.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
I can see for miles and miles and miles.
Yeah, unfortunately, sometimes I think I really can see for miles and miles. I mean, the only time I'm wrong is when I underestimate how bad so-called progressives and liberals are, because I know Republicans are corrupt and bad. They work for the very same special interest. They give us lip service on issues. They're terrible. But, man, when you get to Obama and Hillary, and they really are out to get us. So we get recordings of them going, these bitter clingers, don't worry, I'll beat them. They have some score to settle. It's like they got to show us that they're going to, you know, wreck the country and rebuild it in some horrible image. Joel Gilbert is a documentary filmmaker, joelgilbert.com. And, of course, you can link through there to his other websites and get both his films there. We sell both of them as well. They're excellent. Please support this broadcast. We have great nutraceuticals, great supplements, a lot of them with massive discounts right now. They're going to have to end very soon, probably before the extended July 4th Independence Week sale ends. Monday, we'll have to pull X2 Mason iodine, the good halogen, because that's going to sell out. But some of the other products, like the Sortable Foods, are up to 40% off. Huge specials. We also have 20% off shortwave radios, a giant selection of those. That's already a very low price, already super high quality. We have 20% off the already lowest price on the widest spectrum of non-GMO, heirloom, open-pollinated seeds, and so much more in the July 4th Independence Day mega sale that's extended and expanded with more items. So these are things you need, and it supports the tip of the spear promoting, really, an emergency warning about what's happening historically. But even mainline analysts now admit the world is in the most conflict it's pretty much ever seen, that things are melting down, things are deteriorating, the elites are digging in and getting armored redoubts, Silicon Valley folks are evacuating to armored fortresses. They're really gearing up for something big, and I think it's time for everybody to get prepared, because it's gone from the realm of possibility to the realm of virtual certainty. But this collapse will not be evenly distributed, so some areas won't be as affected as others. But we need to be prepared. Everything the globalists do is about, everything the collectivists do, the communists do, is about making us independent no more. They want to make us dependent on them. They want to make us basically domesticated slaves, sheep. I'm going to host someone to the next hour with Rob Dew and take your phone calls for Chris and Ben and James and Terry and Kenny. We'll get to all of you. And I have some big news on Putin saying the world's gearing up for war and more. But let me turn back to Joel Gilbert in the few minutes we have in closing. 3 minutes. Obviously, elites all over the world are digging in for something big. Is it economic collapse? Is it larger wars? Is it Islamic terror cells activating everywhere? Joel Gilbert, why do you think they're digging in and gearing up?
Well, Obama and the leftists want a permanent state of agitation. If everything is peaceful and quiet and people are prosperous, they go away. They can't make waves. They can't get elected. So by definition, they have to create chaos, problems, tension, anxiety, bringing diseases into the country, people that might commit acts of terrorism, that have committed acts of terrorism.
Releasing criminals, dumbing everybody down, yeah. Causing racial strife.
This is what they do. They agitate and divide in order to use that division and insecurity to take power and say, look, it's the 1% who are doing this. It's the rich people. There's an evil boogeyman who's causing all this. Give us the power.
We'll but there is a boogeyman. It's the George Soroses and Rockefellers and people funding the leftist revolution. It actually is the robber barons doing it.
Correct. Absolutely correct. But they simply lie through their teeth. Everything they say is a lie. And they blame this so-called unknown system or, conservatives or whatever it might be to continue this narrative.
Vast right-wing conspiracy.
Right. So it's really a vast left-wing conspiracy, as I show in my film. So people like Donald Trump is getting all the support because he's the first person to really stand up and call them out as complete frauds, everything from the media to the Democrat Party to these globalists. And this is what's striking a chord that we saw in Britain, how they voted
sure,
against
it. Sure. Do two more minutes with us, and I'm going right to Chris, a former Marine, wants to comment on the open border. But stay there. Back in 2 minutes before the fourth hour. I want to ask you then, are we winning? Are they winning? How do you see this going? How are they going to strike back? Joel Gilbert's our guest. I'm Alex Jones.